Gunmen in Baghdad shot dead a brother-in-law of the new judge trying Saddam Hussein and badly wounded the man's wife and son. Militants have frequently targeted the relatives of prominent figures, seeking easier targets because the family members enjoy considerably less, if any, protection. The sectarian violence in Iraq has led to thousands of people becoming internally displaced in the country. The International Red Cross is distributing food packages during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Working through local charities, the Red Cross is hoping to help families struggling through the uncertain times in the country. The country representative for the Red Cross is Nada Dumani. She spoke to us about the aid they are giving the people of Iraq and told us what is most needed by the population.
If there is one word that can summarize what's mostly needed in Iraq, it's security. When you have security, you can have people can go to work. You know, it's today, we can sum it in a very simple sentence. Today, it's extremely easy to die in Iraq, but it's extremely difficult to live in Iraq. Now, I would like to point out that this is not the relief that we were talking about, is not the bulk of our assistance to Iraqis. What we do is also a lot of projects in water and sanitation, in rehabilitation of water stations, also sometimes hospitals, and also one of our primary role in Iraq currently today is also to visit detainees, those held under the U.S. and British authority, and also those who are under Kurdish authority in the north.